On Sunday, Brazil and Germany meet in the final game of the World Cup. The soccer championship is held every 4 years, and most of the world considers it the biggest sporting event of all. Brazilian fans are especially excited this year because few people expected their team to get this far. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Rio de Janeiro.
World Cup games are held in the early hours of the morning, Brazil time, but there's no point trying to sleep through them. This is what it sounded like inside my apartment when Brazil won the semifinal against Turkey Wednesday morning. My neighbor's cheers concealed a huge sense of relief. A month ago, no Brazilian expected the national team to get this far. It had a pathetic record in the pre-tournament qualifying matches and was the subject of front-page gloom and doom, but not anymore. In the tournament itself, Brazil's team came together. At first, the Brazilians seemed merely lucky, benefiting from referees' mistakes and the early elimination of powerful rivals such as Argentina. But in the last few games, the team pulled together and has scored 16 goals over the course of 6 games. On Rio's Ipanema beach, soft drink vendor Raimundo Duarte claims that he never had any doubts about the national team.
Eu esperava que a nossa seleção.
A lot of people lost faith, Duarte says, but I always had faith in our Brazilian players, thank God. Cristiane Pires, wearing the team's green and yellow jersey, is another ever-loyal fan.
Eu acreditava.
I always believed, I swear, says Pires. Like many Brazilians, Pires believes there's more at stake here than just a game. She says a cup victory would actually improve people's quality of life. It means an overall improvement in Brazil, including business, she says. Because when Brazil wins, everyone dreams a little more. Everyone has more hope. Brazilians are hoping to exorcise the demons left over from the last cup in 1998, when the team played a brilliant tournament, only to collapse in the final against France. For some, it's not entirely a coincidence that the defeat was followed by a souring economy and growing crime. There's also the problem of Brazilian soccer itself. In the last couple of years, the professional teams here have been shaken by a series of scandals involving disappearing revenues, bribery, and corrupt administrators, who are popularly known as the Top Hats. A couple of months ago, a mob of fans expressed their disgust by attacking their own team's headquarters and starting a quebra-quebra, a Brazilian expression loosely translatable as a breaky-breaky. Eduardo Tostão Andrade, a sports columnist and former national team player, is now in Japan covering the cup. He says he's afraid that Brazil's surprising success will distract people from the need for reform. There's no doubt that the top hats will try to take advantage of the championship to say that everything is fine in Brazilian soccer, Tostão says. And indeed, for the moment, people here have stopped talking about the decadence of Brazilian soccer, as they focus on recapturing a title that they believe by rights belongs to them. Martin Costi, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.